Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. Welcome to Democratic Perspective. I'm Steve Williamson. Mike Cosentino is sitting across from me as usual. Today we're going to be talking with the chairman of the Arizona Democratic Party, Andre Cherney. We're going to ask him if there actually is a Democratic Party in Arizona. Andre Cherney was elected chairman in 2011 in January. And before that, he's been an assistant attorney general. He's been a White House advisor. He's written two books. One of them on information in the politics of the information age. Well, very well received by people in both parties. That was back in the days when we could be bipartisan. And he's written another book that I recommend to folks. It's called The Candy Bombers, The Untold Story of the Berlin Airlift, America's Finest Hour. This is the great Berlin Airlift of 1948-1949, I believe, and when the U.S. broke the Soviet blockade of Berlin. It's a great book. Doesn't have much to do with Arizona politics, but Andre, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
So really, one of the things I looked at your Wikipedia bio, and it describes you as a criminal prosecutor. Were you a criminal before you became a prosecutor or afterwards?
I was the guys wearing the white hats, and we were going after the bad guys. And unfortunately, in Arizona, we had it was a full-time job, given everybody we had to take on from financial fraud artists and illegal immigrant smuggling rings and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the Attorney General's office in Arizona did an awful lot of work behind the scenes and in fact, it's one of those things that government does that doesn't get the headlines, and as far as immigration goes, and as far as protecting business.
Well, it's a very important work, and something that I think we spend a lot of time on working with the different law enforcement agencies, making sure that we are going after the drop houses and going after really these rings that are sending people up north across the border, sending drugs up north, sending guns and money back down south. Pretty terrifying group of folks who are really causing a huge amount of damage to our state.
Well, thank you for your work in the Arizona Attorney General's office. Let's talk a little bit about Arizona Democrats. You know, you and I. No.
Why would you want to be chairman of the Arizona Democratic Party?
Well, you know, I ran for state treasurer last year, and it's probably a close contest, but which is a harder job, trying to be a treasurer of a state that is without money, or trying to be the head of the Arizona Democratic Party. But it was the same sense of responsibility that had me take on both tasks. And you know, I think we're right now in a position in our state and our state's history when we're just crying out for some leadership, and we just have not been getting real leadership. And because of the situation we're in, the job of being the chair of the party becomes a much bigger job, since we don't have any other statewide elected officials. And it's really a chance to offer some vision, offer some leadership, trying to push our politics and our policies in a much better direction, starting to deal with our economic challenges that are terrible and aren't getting any attention really from state government, starting to try to turn around our schools, focus on some of these issues of making our streets safer, as I did as a prosecutor. We really need a big change in our state government, and this was a chance to offer some sort of leadership and really be able to start pushing things in a better direction.
Yeah, we did want to mention the Arizona Democratic leadership as it is. Yet, as you said, with lack of statewide Democrats, you're much more go-to guy. But we do have Kyrsten Sinema, we have Chad Campbell. We've had both of them on the show, and they are great lawmakers, in my opinion.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we have a great group of people in our legislature fighting hard. You know, the problem, of course, is as your question indicated, you know, they're a super minority at this point. They don't even have the ability to help override a veto. I mean, the numbers there are just so small of Democrats in the legislature that they don't, unfortunately, have much of an impact. And, you know, that's why we really need a big change in the way our state does business, really be able to push our politics much more to the mainstream, away from some of the kind of extremist positions that have been leaving out not just Democrats and our point of view, but independents and even conservative Republicans who don't sign on for the agenda of Russell Pierce.
Talk about registration for a minute then, Andre, if you would, of the Republicans, Democrats, independents. What's it look like?
Well, at this point, you basically have about a third, a third, a third. Republicans have a registration advantage. Independents are number two, and Democrats are now number three, but they're bunched fairly close together. And I think what we're going to see by the time of the next election in November of next year is independents are going to be bigger than the Republicans or Democrats. Now, for a lot of folks, they look at that and see that as a bad thing. I don't see it that way. I think we're seeing independents say, we are sick and tired of partisan politics, period. What we are looking for is people who are actually going to deliver results, deliver solutions. We're not going to sign on our loyalty to one party or another. We're going to look for who has the best ideas, who really speaks to our values and our interests, who's really getting up there and fighting for the middle class, and the people who deserve a champion, who are doing right out there every day. And I think that'll be, on the long run, good for our state's politics, because when you have one party that's dominant, that's not good, because it really corrupts that party, and as they always say, absolute power corrupts. What we're seeing right now is a sense of really being able to look towards those independents and make common cause with them. And I think as Arizona Democrats, that has to be our mission. How can we build a mainstream party that says, here are the real challenges facing Arizonans every single day, the bread and butter issues confronting our families? How can we as Democrats and independents and even some of those fed up Republicans come together to make the kind of change we need in the state that is unfortunately headed in the wrong direction?
What do you think is going to be the effect of redistricting? There's a huge conflict about redistricting. Is that going to produce more races where that are competitive, or are we still going to be locked in this situation where I think I saw one statistic I saw of the 30 LDs, legislative districts, of three of them are competitive.
Right, 27 safe districts. I don't know if that's true. Is that?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, but three or four, you know, 27 or 26 safe districts. You know, for your listeners out there, this is the biggest thing happening right now in Arizona politics. And frankly, and people sometimes think I'm joking when I say this, but it is true, the next 4 months are going to be the most important 4 months in Arizona politics in the past 20 years. Because what we have right now in the work that this redistricting commission is doing is the chance to really completely change the way Arizona politics works. What we had happen 10 years ago was the creation of a bunch of safe Republican seats, a bunch of safe Democratic seats. And what the result of that was that it pushed our politics out to the extreme. You had people who were able to be elected in the Republican primaries or in the Democratic primaries who never had to speak to somebody across party lines, never had to speak to an independent voter who wasn't caring about partisan politics first and foremost, never had to speak to somebody even in their own party who maybe didn't show up in the primaries but showed up on election day in November. And that's why you have people like Russell Pierce and all those other folks there who care more about President Obama's birth certificate and repealing the 14th Amendment than they do about jobs or our schools or law enforcement on our streets or the real concerns that most Arizonans have. Right now, there's this commission at work, an independent commission designed by Arizona voters to be free from partisan influence, made up of citizens who are volunteering their time, and their mission, as they've stated it, is to go out there and create competitive districts, to go from three or four competitive legislative districts to 8, 9, 10 competitive
at least
that's a game changer, and that means that our politics will be much more mainstream with competitive seats. The problem is, if I can just say, the problem is that you have a lot of people in the Republican Party who see these as a threat. They say, we want these safe districts. We want safe Democratic districts. We want safe Republican districts. We don't want to have to compete with one another. We don't want to have to try to move towards the mainstream. We want to be continuing our kind of extreme stance. Somebody from your neck of the woods out there, Andy Tobin, the Speaker of the House, has been threatening the independent chair of this commission, somebody who's a registered independent, somebody who's been an independent, with removal because she's not standing up for the Republican Party line. He's saying the threat is the Republican voice is being silenced. What we need to do is get away from Republican or Democrat. This needs to be a competitive district. They're really going to be able to represent where Arizonans really are.
Well, that's what Arizonans wanted when they voted for the Independent Redistricting Committee. 37 states let legislatures decide. We are one of 13 states that took that power away from the legislature for good reason, because they wanted to unpoliticize or non-politicize the redistricting thing.
Get rid of the gerrymandering, exactly.
Exactly, and you're right. Most voters don't. Redistricting is a big yawn for most voters. But as you also pointed out, it is so important. The next 4 months could change what is a frustrating Arizona political situation. As important as that is, let's talk about jobs for a minute. What can the
why aren't we talking about jobs?
Yeah, it's just one of these mysteries, and I think it's in some ways a result of what we were just talking about with redistricting, because of the way these districts are drawn. The people out there who are worried about jobs, worried about their family's bottom line, worried about what's happening to the Arizona economy, they don't have a voice. Those people don't show up for the most part in these partisan primaries. It's the extremes that are showing up. And that's, I think, one of the reasons we're not talking about jobs in this state. Look, we are right now in 2011. We're heading into the 2012 legislative session. When that session starts, it'll mean 5 years that Arizona has been in the worst economic downturn our state has ever seen. And for those 5 years, state government has done absolutely nothing to start helping the private sector, help businesses create jobs.
We have a state.
I'm not saying
we have a state
good
government.
Or bad or liberal or conservative. They've done nothing, absolutely nothing, and it is a travesty. You know, one of the things, the first thing I did as state party chair here in Arizona was to create the Business and Entrepreneurship Council to bring together business people from around our state, big business, small business, entrepreneurs. Say, how, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are, let's talk about how we can actually create jobs and get our economic engine moving again.
Andre, we're running out of time. We've got about a minute. Will you come back again next month, give us an update on what's happening in Arizona politics? You live down in Maricopa at the capital of Arizona.
Absolutely. Be glad.
The largest county in Arizona. We sometimes feel a little neglected up here in northern Arizona. But you'll come back. And you'll talk to us about what's happening. We've got a Senate race coming up, right? That'll the open seat, and a lot of other things.
Yeah, we want to talk about the importance of the think tanks. How important are the Republican think tanks in Arizona? The Goldwater Institute and who else is there? What else is there? This is your homework for next time.
Thank you very much,
Andre.
Thank you very much for being with us. Sorry we got so little time, but you'll be back next month, and we'll talk some more about these issues.
Yeah, your point on the redistricting committee was huge and a nice thing to talk about.
Well, the redistricting allowed the Republicans to get rid of moderate Republicans. The extremists in the party got rid of all the moderates pretty much
That's
in the
right.
legislature. Next week we have Avi Chomsky. She's going to talk about immigration. She's written a book called They're Going to Take Our Jobs and 20 Other Myths About Immigration. After that, we've got Lane Kinworthy. He's going to talk about what government is good for. He's a brilliant professor from the University of Arizona.
So change. Do we have a local recall election going on?
We do have a local recall election going on. We don't know if we have time to talk about it, but one of our listeners, friend of ours, Harry Bunn asked us to remind folks that there is a recall election going on for the fire board. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.